Deadpan. What, like you get started right away when you first get to work? Hey, welcome to Deadpan 30-something. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a.
Not the kind you can depend on to do anything right. You're hopeless.
Jack Mangan.
Completely hopeless.
And of course, that was lifted from the Deadpan Christmas segment that was submitted last week by Just a Joe. And actually, we'll hear some more of his Stolen from Christmas stuff. So podcasts are really a lot like blogs. Just about anyone can have one. Lots of people do have them and then just kind of half-ass them. And lots of people just have them to talk about themselves, and it's almost like a diary that's out there for the rest of the world. And to be honest with you, no offense if that's what you have. More power to you, and I hope people enjoy it. That doesn't do a thing for me. Blogs or podcasts where people are just kind of talking about their, you know, the random, tedious elements of their day. Almost like Seinfeld without the soup Nazi or masturbation contests. You know, you see stuff like, so my boss came in and he was wearing this tie that made him look a lot like a heffalump, and so we were all making fun of him the whole day behind his back, and then somebody told him that we called him a heffalump, and then he got really mad, and yeah, I don't ever want to listen to that. No offense, again, if that's what you do, you know, more power to you, and if people like it, people like it. Anyway, the point of that, after I've just railed on diary podcasting and diary blogging, is that I'm going to do a little bit of diary podcasting here. Yeah, I don't know why you still listen either. So those of you who know me well know that this is a major deal. This is first Deadpan podcast recorded in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Since the last episode, I've moved from Arizona to New Jersey. Drove across the country. Did see Wander Wolf in Oklahoma of the Wander Radio podcast. Really just a super guy, as nice in person as he is, you know, on his podcast and on message boards. And his family is very nice, and thank you very much, Wander Wolf, for having me over. I also saw a certain pixie on the way home, which was also very nice. It wasn't really a Kerouac-style trip, it was just me driving. I did have J.C. Hutchins there to keep me company, but that was really only through his podcast, Seventh Son, which I finally listened to, and I'm finally up to speed, well, at least on book one. And it really is... really is pretty awesome. My hat is off to you, J.C. Hutchins. For those of you who still somehow listen to podcasts and patio books and haven't heard it, I do. Now I can really heartily recommend it. Very good stuff. And of course, the reason for the whole trip wasn't because I was tired of the great weather and great lifestyle in Arizona and was just really eager to get back to New Jersey and the highways. It was to be with my children. And I said so on the boards. I did get to see them on Saturday, spent a long time with them, and they were as happy to see me as I was happy to see them, and it was really, it was truly wonderful. It was really magical. I know it's against deadpan policy to get emotional, you know, we're supposed to stay very Vulcan, but it was really, really great. So what I have to say now is thanks to everyone out there in the community who is just super to me throughout the whole ordeal. And without you guys, you know, without your contributions, your donations and whatnot, you know, without this community, without the strength of this community and the outpouring of support and friendship, this whole thing would have been a lot harder, maybe even impossible. So thank you very much. Now, some people who know me well know that I have a penchant for getting kind of heavy. So let's end the heaviness now. Let's toss out some content. I have some fantastic content from you guys. And as always, I'll definitely say it again. If you've sent me something and you want to hear it again, or if you've never heard it because of my disorganization, then don't be shy. Send me an email, jack@jackmangan.com. Call the voicemail. That's 206. What the hell is my voicemail? 206-350-TOMY. 206-350-8664. Just give me a reminder. Or you can just tell me how much you love or hate the show. Or just tell me about the contents of your fridge. Or you can use that to submit content. Use that to send in stolen rap lyrics, dumbass memories, crazy parent stories, whatever. So enough of this self-aggrandizing, boring intro babble. Enough of this diary podcast. Let's get to whatever the hell else it is that we do around here. Before I do that, though, I do want to say again, thank you to the Deadpan community and the whole podcasting community out there. Everyone, the whole Farpoint Media community, everyone.
Insert Tiny Tim joke here.
You all have my gratitude. And so now let's usher in this new era of Deadpan. Deadpan is the way. No, Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Well, Deadpan is the way it works, too. Looks better on a t-shirt.
Hi, I'm your roving reporter, Jack Hosley, a.k.a. The Wonder Wolf, on the streets looking for people who have listened to Wonder Radio and getting their opinions. Excuse me, miss, what's your name?
I'm Megan.
And what do you like about Wonder Radio?
I love listening to Wonder Radio because it has such a wide variety of my favorite kinds of music, and they have really funny commercials, and I love the dramatized short stories.
There you have it, folks. Straight from Megan's mouth. We've got a wide variety of music, we have funny commercials, and dramatized short stories. So come on over to WanderRadio.com for radio content beyond the dial. Okay, here's your $20. Jeez.
Pan's Cemetery, where old pans go to die. Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Killing pans since 2006.
Hey Jack, this is Brad C. from New Jersey, and I'm here with our friend Mike in Richmond, and we're calling to tell you what's in Mike's fridge. Now, that looks like a case of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Sorry. There's a container of homemade pickled ginger. Are those the garlic potatoes you were telling me about the other day?
Yes.
Okay, so those are garlic potatoes, but they're uncleaned potatoes.
Those sandy.
Sandy. There's, let's see. We've got a garlic and tomato mix, because Mike is making beef jerky for me.
Homemade red wine vinegar.
Homemade red wine vinegar. There's a Pyrex one-cup container with butter in it. What is that on the bottom?
Sand.
Not turkey?
No.
Oh. What's in the styrofoam container?
I don't know. Nothing.
Nothing.
What's
what is it? Oh, it was fish. Okay, he's not putting it back. what is in the water bottle back there in the back?
Yogurt and milk bottle food.
What's in the water bottle that's lying down?
Oh, that's photographically sensitized in gelatin.
Photographically sensitized gelatin. Okay, so Jack, hopefully that's a good list of things that's in Mike's fridge. Talk to you later. Have a great day. This is Brad East, New Jersey, and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast.
Hey, thanks, Brad, my fellow New Jerseyan. But you know what? As you probably just heard, we're going to need you and or Mike to call us back and clarify some of those things that were not quite so clear. Like, really, what was in the water bottles? I'm dying to know. I couldn't really catch it. Oh, well, since we're both in New Jersey now, I guess, you know, you can just tell me next week at the Bon Jovi concert. Or you know what? Maybe while we're stuck in our IROX on the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, with our girlfriends Gina, while they're spraying their hair up really tall, you know, we can get out in our muscle shirts and tell each other. This isn't really the best way to hopefully score points and get into the NJ Podcasters Association, is it? All right then, let's get greasy. All right, I have to be totally honest with you. I'm being completely honest. This one was not chosen randomly. You'll see why in a second. The other three were, however. First one, from Jeremy from Seattle, December 19th, the quote was, "Actually, I lie. I have yet to purchase or create my genitalia." Okay, next, Sarah from Charleston says, December 19th, well, no, that's not what she says. She says, "Ugh, I want this, quote, teeny weeny mini martini, close quote, set for my friend. She just turned 21, but ellipsis. It's sold out," in caps, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. "I'm so mad." Next, Ditto says, "While, parentheses, one, close parentheses, do, colon, speak, parentheses, code, close parentheses, end." And fourth and final, well, I guess this had to happen eventually. It's from Retro. I'm actually not going to read the whole thing because it's a long lyrics quote. He started off by saying, ellipsis, "maybe it's time for a love song." The first stanza, "Your misery is worn as a veil to hide bewitchment of the ugliest kind. In place of Eve, a bitter parody hails. Dagger from the swagger of a sodomite's concubine. Gilded cunt, you gilded cunt." And it goes on pretty much like that. And the very end of that song is, "Dirty little soul frigger, gilded cunt, you gilded cunt. Leave your fears or show me it off." And Rhett follows it up with, "Dough." And so that's it. There, we've greasy spooned. Which can actually be kind of a disturbing image if you really think about it in the wrong way. And I think, if I didn't screw them up again, the standings now. Ditto in first place with 4. Alvi and Retro tied for 2nd with 3 apiece. Following up that, Ed from Texas, John Bose, Sarah from Charleston, and Jeremy from Seattle all have 2. And J.R. Murdoch and Andrea are both on the board with 1 apiece. Andrea, interestingly enough, is the last winner of the Greasy Spoon contest. And of course, she and her husband Hugh have yet to cash in on their free meal of pancakes, bacon, sausage, and eggs. But no worries, guys, it doesn't expire. And hey, I think we'll run this for a few more episodes. Maybe the joke's starting to wear thin, I don't know. But fittingly enough, I think we can wrap it up and award the 2nd Greasy Spoon Prize in that most special of episodes, which of course would be episode number 42. And now, a contribution from Sarah from Charleston.
"This is my first submission, and it's only because it's a holiday. This is your Christmas present, Jack. They're not rap lyrics, but they're lyrics, and they're stolen, and they're deadpan, and they're done all from memory, so that's a plus. And it's a special occasion, so I think it counts. Here we go. Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jack is in his corset, and Jane is in her vest. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band, ha! Riding in a Stutz Bearcat gym, you know, those were different times. Oh, all the poets, they studied the rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, whoa, sweet Jane, oh, oh, ah, sweet Jane. I'll tell you something, Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. Both of them save their monies, ha! And when they come home from work, oh, sitting down by the fire, oh, the radio does play the classical music there, Jim. The march of the wooden soldiers, all you protest kids, you can hear Jack say, get ready. Ah, sweet Jane, come on, baby, sweet Jane. Oh, oh, ah, sweet Jane. Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people's, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're going to tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Woo. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. And everyone who ever had a heart, they wouldn't turn around and break it, and anyone who ever played a part, oh, wouldn't turn around and hate it. Sweet Jane, whoa, oh, oh, sweet Jane, sweet Jane. Heavenly wine and roses seems to whisper to her when he smiles. Heavenly wine and roses seems to whisper to her when she smiles. La, 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 la. Sweet Jane, sweet Jane, sweet Jane.
Jack, 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 I am so disappointed in you. You killed my plants, Jack. Yes, you left me with dead plants. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
All right, a subject often touched upon in geekdom is, of course, Star Trek. And, of course, Star Trek came in many flavors and incarnations, which has provided countless hours of comparative analysis amongst geeks. Personally, I'm fond of the original series from the 60s, with Kirk, Spock, McCoy, Julie Newmar as Catwoman. That will always be the best one for me. But, of course, there were lots of silly, campy episodes. But this is all supposed to be canon. It's all supposed to be official, no matter how cheesy it was. So why did the follow-up Star Treks, none of the shows ever acknowledge these? How come no one ever went back to that planet full of 1930s Chicago gangsters? What about that planet where a culture that was somehow exactly like Rome was on some other planet, with a group of early Christians who were just starting to rebel? Or wait a minute, what about the guy who turned people into cubes? How come he never showed up again? He could have turned Wesley into a cube. Or the kids who pounded their fists into their palms to hurt Kirk? Did they ever come back? I don't care if it's cheesy, it's out there. Don't pretend it never happened. Embrace the cheese. You can't ignore the one where the alien lady steals Spock's brain. That episode is out there. Work with it. Deal with it. And of course, the greatest mystery of all was why they never worked again with one of the coolest things ever in Star Trek, which was the big badass Doomsday weapon machine from the original one. But I don't know. I better just play a promo before I start speaking Klingon.
Look, Hutchins, I'm not taking anything away from your success, so long as you know that you wouldn't be where you are if it weren't for me.
Nah, keep talking, Sigler, and maybe someone will actually buy what you're selling.
Bottom line, Pally, I was podcasting before you even knew the ass end of a microphone.
Really? Mr. Tech-tard? And who was the pioneer that posted the same podcast twice? Yeah, a real bonus episode if I ever heard one.
Brother, I'll put my junkies up against your betas any day.
Yeah?
Yeah!
Yeah?
Yeah!
Hey, excuse me.
What?
Sorry, I couldn't help but over here. You guys, Scott Sigler and J.C. Hutchins?
Yeah.
Scott Sigler, Earthcore, Ancestor, Daruki, and, what's that other one?
Infection?
Yeah, didn't like that one so much. And you, J.C. Hutchins, with the Seven Sun, right? That's the series about the clowns.
Clones. For the love of God.
Oh, yeah, clones. That's right, with all the voices. Yeah.
Dumbass.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you guys were who you sound like you were. Yeah, I listen to podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good friend of my family podcast.
How proud you must be.
Yeah. He's got a message for you. Happy Valentine's Day from T. Morris.
The world's first podcast novelist is back. Billabub Battings and the Case of the Singing Sword. St. Valentine's Day, 2007.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. You, got a problem with that?
B-A-S-O Domine.
Man's dead is the way.
Drag the rusty razor across my throat. Run a broken comb through my hair. I once warmed your shoulders in this coat, but now it's faded and threadbare. Smoke curls from your cigarette. The filter stained your shade of red. Memory snapshot I can't forget. The way you tossed your dress down on the bed. The way your hair felt on my face. Slight taste of vodka on your breath. I could have died in that embrace. Memory snapshots I won't forget.
Hello, this is Retro. And when I listen to Jack Mangan's podcast, how does it make me feel? Kind of like that. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan's the way.
Stolen from the 80s. I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep and possibly the complications. especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be all right. It's just overkill. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day. Men at work. Overkill.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stolen from Christmas.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Something about this season makes me feel a little queer. Everybody's so damn jolly. I wish you were here. Home on Christmas Day by Cyndi Lauper.
The searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun and spotlights the snowflakes like dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison. There'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick. I love you. Good night. John Prine, Christmas in Prison.
Cheetalicious Christmas, we just want to wish you a cheetalicious Christmas now. Cheetalicious Christmas, celebrate it with us. Cheetah Girls will show you how. Cheetalicious Christmas by the Cheetah Girls. You're a bum, you're a punk.
You're an old slut on junk, lying there almost dead on a drip in that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your arse. I pray God it's our last.
The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Fantasy of New York by the Pogues.
That little baby Jesus, he got a birthday card or three. Gold trinkets and cheap frankincense. Some penny baubles for his tree. Have some time off for good behavior. 40 days, give or take a few. Hey there, sweet baby Jesus. Let's share a birthday card with you. Jethro Tull, Birthday Card at Christmas.
Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star up on the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Jack and everyone, from Joe and myself. Hope your holidays don't entirely suck. Too many years of retail jadedness. Sorry. And I hope you enjoy the holiday season.
But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Okay, I think that last bit especially relates to the true meaning of Christmas. Well, really, thank you very much to Just a Joe, and thank you very much to Chris the Fix Kitty. Those are fantastic. That's really great stuff. And obviously, yes, this is the Deadpan episode that comes out right before Christmas. And I really don't make much of Christmas, never have. Except, however, of course, for my little ones. Because Christmas, that's when Christmas really is magical. That's when it, and magical is the right word. That's when it really is just a transformative, just a day of just a pure excitement and bliss and just sheer happiness. It's what it should be for little ones. And I hope that all of us with little ones can see them having an absolutely just incredible, wonderful, truly happy day. And of course, for the grown-ups, you know, I hope you have a happy Christmas too. Or whatever holiday you celebrate. Let's get all PC for the first fucking time on Deadpan. Anyway, I do definitely agree with what Chris the Fix Kitty said. I've been through holiday retail hell. So there's not much time left before the holiday shopping season is done, but that's your mission, Deadpanites. If you find yourselves out in the mobs, you know, amongst the animals in the retail stores, then just say something nice or be nice to one of those poor, poor retail employees who's caught up in the whirlwind. We've all been there. We've all done it. Well, maybe we haven't all, but I have, and it sucks. But while we're on the topic of good deeds and whatnot, I do have to point out that through the selfless generosity and compassion of a friend of mine out in Arizona, I had a place to stay after my house sold in the time that it took me to save up enough to afford the trip back to New Jersey. So I just have to say just a huge thanks. I don't know if she wants to stay anonymous or not, but she was my roommate for a few weeks after I was out of my house in Arizona and before I could make the trip back to the East Coast. And really, it's not really an exaggeration or a joke. I really would have been living out of my car, heading back east, you know, with my fingers crossed on the steering wheel the whole time. So, you know, there are truly selfless and generous people out there in the world. So don't give up hope. Those are all very deadpan qualities, by the way, I like to think. And I also have to give a shout out to her friends in the SCA, who, without even knowing me, just, you know, went out of their way to help me and were just really kind to a stranger in need. So if you're thinking, you know, if when I say SCA, you're picturing some guy in leotards and tights and a Prince Valiant haircut, well, I mean, you're thinking the wrong thing about the SCA anyway. But my hat is off to them, and I appreciate everything they all did. And I also have to say thanks a lot to my friend here in Jersey who put me up, gave me an option aside from, you know, crawling back to mom's, which isn't not an option at all, really, if it can be avoided. You know, I'm pretty grateful to him that I'm not back in my old room, you know, looking at my framed picture of the British flag with Def Leppard written in the middle. It's still hanging on my wall after all these years, back in my old room at my mom's house. Anyway, I'm just rambling now, so I guess we're on to outro babble. I'm obviously still a little frazzled. I'm obviously not fully up to speed, but things will get back to the deadpan that we all know and love. Or really, the deadpan we all know and love is on the message boards. So don't be shy. Join the frays. There's still time for you to win the Greasy Spoon comments, actually, even if you've never posted in the comments section. Yeah, I'm talking to you. So all right, I'm going to close out, and I'm going to give my final thanks to you again, just for being cool and for being there and for being an awesome community. And if people are going to get sappy and misty over the holidays, then, you know, this is something to be sappy and misty about. You know, it really gives me a warm, sticky feeling. All right, let me rephrase that. It really gives me a great feeling that you guys, led by Sarah, you guys did a deadpan Secret Santa. And you know what? There's a great topic for voicemails. If you want, you know, if it's cool to share. If not, then don't worry about it. But if it's cool to share, then call into the voicemail or send me an MP3 talking about your deadpan Secret Santa experience. Talk about your gift. Talk about what you got for whoever. Keep it anonymous, however you want to handle it. All right, deadpan is the way. You guys rock. This community rocks. This show will be funny again someday. And we're going to head out with, I don't know, I'm going to surprise myself and choose a Matt Mango tune. We'll be back next week with Deadpan 39. It'll be during the holidays, so it'll be a little bit weird, but feel free to contribute content, and I'll try to contribute some content next week, too. Peace out. I'm not coming back after the music. No, that's not it. So here's an unrelated thought. FYI. It's really annoying when people start their sentences or emails with FYI. Now for the song called You Need.
sky will provide. Call me from bended knees and I'm at your side. Cause I am here and I am all. I am here, I am all.
The preceding program is part of the Farpoint Media family of podcasts. To find out more about Farpoint Media and the many other podcasts available, visit www.farpointmedia.net. A world of audio wonder awaits you there.